Welcome to Beverage Chronicles, the show where every pour tells a story. I'm your host, Gary Monteroso, and each week we bring you the latest beverage news from around the corner and around the globe. Whether it's beer, wine, spirits, coffee, or the newest zero-proof trends, we're here to keep you informed. But we're not just about the headlines. We're here to help you make smarter choices. That's a priority. From insider buying tips to budget-friendly recommendations and seasonal must-tries, the goal of Beverage Chronicles is to guide you through the ever-growing world of drinks with confidence and curiosity. So let's settle in, raise a glass, and join us as we explore the stories, the people, and the flavors shaping today's beverage landscape. This is Beverage Chronicles. Let's get started. Let's start by taking a look back at the beer scene by the end of 2025. You know, the Brewers Association, let's call it BA for short, is a nonprofit group that's focused on supporting small and independent American craft brewers. And they looked back at 2025, a year marked by ongoing decline, yet a year filled with creativity and innovation. The challenges facing the industry have not lessened compared to 2024. In fact, in some respects, they've intensified. According to Brewers Association's mid-year survey from July, craft beer volume was estimated to be down by 5%, which is a sharper drop than the overall trend for 2024, which showed a deficit of 4%. Now, we won't have final production numbers for 2025 until the Beer Industry Production Survey, which comes out during the first quarter of 2026. But looking at data from the third quarter of 2025, it kind of strongly indicates that the downward turn likely continued for the entire last half of the year. Therefore, we might anticipate a contraction that exceeds the mid-year estimate for the entire year 2025. And this is the second year in a row where the number of brewery closures surpasses the number of openings. Throughout the year, there were 268 new brewery openings, according to Brewers Association. It's 268 new brewery openings versus 434 closures. Now, while these figures make for eye-catching headlines, the closures still account for a relatively small percentage. That's 4.4% of all operating breweries, especially when compared to the broader leisure and hospitality sector. If the craft beer industry is like a ship, we can say we're no longer anchored in a safe harbor. The days of smooth sailing are over, and brewers are learning to navigate these challenging waters. This was a quote from an economist in the Brewers Association. This person also said shifts in consumer behavior, retailer adjustments, rising costs from inflation and tariffs, and increased competition have all added to the challenges in 2025. Yet brewers are rising to the occasion, adapting their products, and sometimes even overhauling their entire business strategies to tackle today's obstacles head on. All right, let's take a look at craft beer by the numbers. Now, by the end of 2025, there were just about 9,800 small and independent breweries operating in the U.S. And in terms of employment, the craft beer sector provided almost a 500,000 jobs across the country, serving to boost local economies and to create new opportunities. In terms of economic impact, craft beer contributed over $72 billion to the U.S. economy, highlighting its essential role in the larger beverage market. As for trends of 2025, moving into 2026, expect consolidation. This year, 2025, I'm referring to, of course, saw a continued democratization and growth and what it means to be a brewer. And this is because of mergers, acquisitions, and collaborations. That being the case, the stainless tanks in the background might not matter as much as the brand narrative. New approaches to hospitality. As consumers look for meaningful ways to connect, craft breweries are stepping up as community third spaces. Whether it's through better food options, a wider variety of beverages, or more focused programming, breweries are diversifying their income by targeting specific consumer groups. We've also seen, and this is going to continue, a growth in low alcohol beverages. Alcohol by volume is known as ABV. Alongside the ongoing rise of non-alcoholic options, there has been notable growth in the low and mid-strength categories. And we're talking about beers that are usually under about 4% alcohol by volume. Brewers are aiming to capture more moments that call for great taste without the buzz. Now let's take a look ahead. There are many challenges facing the industry right now, and they're likely to stick around into 2026. But there's still a glimmer of cautious optimism in certain areas. With interest rates projected to keep falling, the chance for careful growth will become more feasible. The Supreme Court might soon provide clarity on the legality of specific tariffs, which could help clear up some of the uncertainty in procurement planning. Additionally, some consumer research suggests that people are looking forward to socializing more in 2026, and that's always a positive sign for craft beer. The craft beer scene has always thrived on creativity and resilience. Today's brewers understand that success hinges on outstanding products, streamlined operations, and strong connections with consumers. The road ahead may have its challenges, but don't underestimate the unwavering determination of the people behind the beer. All right, now let's move ahead with Rachel Benkowski and her report.
What is up, everybody? Rachel here, aka Brews with Beerkowski, and I am here to talk to you today about some beer history. Today we're going to be talking about dark lagers. What are they and why you should be paying attention to them? So, let's get nerdy. When most people think of lagers, they picture something pale, crisp, and easy drinking. But there's a whole world of lagers that live in the shadows. Rich, toasty, full of history, and they're finally getting the spotlight they deserve. Dark lagers have deep roots in Europe, especially Germany and the Czech Republic. These beers were born from old world brewing traditions shaped long before the modern era of the light lager. In Germany, styles like Dunkel and Schwarzbier were the everyday beers of Bavaria, and Dunkels bring warm bread crust, gentle caramel, and a soft sweetness. Schwarzbiers lean into crisp and roasty. Think of them as the dark chocolate of the lager family. And then there's the mighty Doppelbock, originally brewed by monks as liquid bread. Very malty, full-bodied. These were the fasting beers that carried monasteries through long Lenten fasts. Over in the Czech Republic, you find Tmavé Pivo, the Czech dark lager, and Polotmavé, the amber dark lager. These beers strike an incredible balance. Malt richness of German styles, but rounded out with that signature Czech hop character. Soft spice, a hint of earthiness, and a touch of an herbal bite. They are complex, comforting, and endlessly drinkable. For decades, these beers were beloved in their home countries, but remained under the radar elsewhere. Overshadowed by macro pale lagers or the hop-forward IPAs brought to you by the craft beer revolution. But here's the exciting part. Dark lagers are having their moment in the U.S. right now. American craft breweries, big names, and tiny neighborhood spots alike are rediscovering these styles. You'll see Dunkels, Schwarzbiers, Czech Ambers, and even American interpretations of Doppelbocks popping up on tap lists all over. Brewers are excited, drinkers are curious, and the whole category is riding a fresh wave of appreciation. But why? partly because beer lovers are craving balance. After years of hop-saturated hazies and high ABV stouts, there's something incredibly refreshing about a beer that's flavorful but not heavy. Malt-driven, but still crisp. Complex, yet very approachable. Dark lagers deliver all of that in a single glass. And here's your pro tip. These beers are absolutely perfect for the holiday season. For Thanksgiving, look for a Czech Amber or a Dunkel. They pair beautifully with roasted turkey, stuffing, wintertime vegetables, the whole cozy spread. The toasted malt matches savory dishes, while the clean lager finish helps things from feeling too rich. For Christmas festivities, a Schwarz beer or a Doppelbock is an absolute knockout. Pair them with glazed ham, smoked meats, winter soups, gingerbread, anything with depth and warmth. Doppelbocks in particular shine next to holiday desserts that have caramel sauces and even a classic slice of apple pie. So this year, as you're wandering through your local craft brewery or bottle shop, keep an eye out for any dark lager. They may not scream for attention like some beers do, but one sip and you'll understand why these century-old styles are stepping back into the spotlight. Dark lagers are not just a trend, they're a rediscovery of some of the most beautiful balanced beers in the world. And this fall and winter, they just might become your new favorite.
Thanks, Rachel. What kind of beer will Americans be enjoying the most in 2026? Well, industry experts believe that lagers will continue to rise again after being in the shadow of IPAs and other unique styles during the craft beer boom. Here's the reasoning and what other trends are anticipated in the industry. It's believed that the lager revival is now fully mature, suggesting that bar managers should capitalize on this by offering a variety of this classic style known for its clean, crisp, and refreshing qualities. These styles include premium Mexican-style lagers, which have seen a significant surge recently along with authentic German pilsners, refreshing Helles beers, and Czech dark lagers. After IPAs took center stage in the craft beer scene, what's behind this resurgence of lagers? Well, there's several factors. Consumers are no longer just after novelty. They're looking for quality, drinkability, and most important, value. This change is fueled by a more seasoned craft beer drinker, ongoing economic challenges, and a renewed interest in social, sessionable experiences. And we're not just speculating. These trends are evident in the actual inventory and ordering data from thousands of bars. The website VinePair surveyed 11 brewers from around the U.S. and discovered that many customers are now craving, quote, beer-flavored beer again. We might already be experiencing this next trend, and perhaps we have for some time. Light, easy drinking European-style lagers that are mid to low in alcohol and budget-friendly. With finances being tight for many, beer has always served as that affordable luxury. Sure, there's a time and a place for triple dry hopped hazy or 15% barrel aged stout, but those aren't the beers that will be driving sales. Heather McReynolds from Hopsteiner in New York City mentioned another possible twist, a move towards lagers that have a distinctly American flavor. She said, "We've been claiming every year this is lager year, and maybe we can argue we're already there. But I'll say the next big beer style would be classic lagers brewed with American hops." She suggested that this trend could be driven by economic factors as much as anything else, and added, "Before you throw tomatoes at me, hear me out. While Euro Noble hops are fantastic, their increasing costs have prompted brewers to look for similar options that don't involve long ocean trips." Now, this lager renaissance doesn't mean IPAs are going extinct. They still play a crucial role in any bar menu, but that doesn't imply they'll all taste or look the same as they did 10 or 15 years ago. While the extreme end of the market's losing its appeal, like triple IPAs, milder versions are becoming more popular. These include West Coast IPAs and Hazy Session IPAs, which offer fruity flavors but are lower in alcohol and less intense in taste. The shift is credited to palate fatigue. Drinkers who first entered the craft beer scene through the soft, sweet hazy are now moving on to the more complex bitterness of a classic West Coast IPA. This indicates a market that values drinkability over a pint-is-enough intensity. In another interesting trend, there's been a growth in local breweries and global brands, while regional craft breweries are having a harder time. That's because customers want to support the brewery in their town, but also enjoy the best of the best options from around the world, leaving other options to potentially slip through the cracks. Lastly, the non-alcohol beer trend has become a permanent category, and that means stocking high-quality versions is important, whether they are from local or national sources. And that's it for this week's Beverage Chronicles. See you next week.